Friday, February 26th. The Kissinger-Rogers thing goes on today, even though the state of the world is over with now because of the Mideast. Henry persists in rushing into the president and telling him we're about to get into a war in the Mideast. The president asks him what he wants to do about it. He doesn't have any ideas except that he wants to take over, says we need a scenario, etc. This stirred up quite a bit today. Henry had several sessions with the president between his various public events. And then the president saw Rogers later in the day. And then Rogers called to say he'd received the message from the Israelis that he had been expecting. The president told him to send it over and then told me to have it routed through Henry and to tell Henry that's what we were doing, so I did. The real problem is that Henry becomes extremely emotional about the whole thing. He came in and talked to me about it, said that Henry had not conducted himself well in the meeting with the president, and that the president had been very tough on Henry also, on the grounds that he didn't have any solutions. He just wanted to talk about what the problems were. The president's becoming impatient with the whole situation and is getting close to being ready to force the issue. He told Henry before Rogers came over to prepare a set of questions that they wanted the president to ask Rogers in order to pin down what Rogers' position actually was. They did so. The president asked the questions, and Henry concluded afterwards that the answers were all unsatisfactory, but was unable to tell the president what he considered satisfactory answers to be. So we're back in the stew on that one. We got the Gallup poll today, and it's 52-35. Which is a drop from the 56 they got in January but didn't release. It's the same as their last released poll in December, which was 52-34. President didn't seem unduly disturbed by it. John Davies at Gallup feels the reason for the drop is Laos. President doesn't buy that, but feels we're okay at 52. He did, however, decide to run one of our own polls this week, and then another one after the press conference next week. Although he's now saying he may not be able to do the press conference because of the Mideast situation, which apparently really is tightening up pretty badly, but Henry, while he's right on that, doesn't seem to be able to come up with his approach to a solution. Had two public events over at the residence today. George Bush is swearing in this morning, which went rather routinely. And the Adams portrait presentation this afternoon, in which the president did a superlative job of reciting some obscure John Quincy Adams history and reading a poem written by Adams while he was in the Congress. All this came out of Carl Sandburg's Abraham Lincoln, which the president had been reading and found a couple pages on Adams, which gave him some material that none of the writers had come up with and that none of the other speakers on the program offered. So he did very well on that one. He was pretty well tied up today, so didn't spend a lot of time in general chit-chat. He decided not to go to Camp David tonight, even though he had sent the Conleys up there as weekend guests, because Pat's going to New York for shopping tomorrow. Later tonight, he called Alex and said he would go to Camp Hoover tomorrow afternoon, taking two or three staff members. It'll be interesting to see how that works out. into February 26th.